Hello, and welcome to our program, Sunday Comics, brought to you by Owl Radio and the Low Vision Resource Center. I am Toni Morell, and during the next half hour, I will be reading articles from the Sunday Comics here on Owl Radio. Zits by Jerry Scott and Jim Borgman. We have Jeremy and his friend at his house, getting ready to go to his room, and his mom stops them and says, "Jeremy, shoes." Jeremy and his friend turn around and look at his mom. And now we have the two boys sitting on the living room floor eating away. Mom says, "Dishes go in the dishwasher when you're finished." The boys are now sitting on the sofa, feet on the coffee table, remote in hand, getting ready to settle down to watch something on TV. Mom, "Feet off the table, guys!" Now they're going upstairs to Jeremy's room. Mom is yelling up after them, "Keep the volume levels low up there, fellas!" Jeremy turns around, looks at his mom, rolling his eyes. And now they're in Jeremy's room. Jeremy on the guitar and his friend on the drums. Jeremy says to his friend, somewhat apologetically, "Sorry about the collateral nagging, dude." To which his friend replies, "I'm honored. Your mom is a legend." Garfield. We have Jonathan preparing to serve an Italian meal. He yells out to everyone, "Hey guys, check it out." And he says, as everyone gathers around what is an outdoor grill, I called that wrong, sorry listeners. They all gather around the grill, his girlfriend with her big red lips, and Garfield and the dog. Jonathan says, "I really outdid myself for the cookout this year. For the ribs, I used a dry rub of black pepper, garlic salt, chili powder, brown sugar, and cinnamon. Then I seasoned them with apple jelly and honey. I marinated the pork chops for 12 hours in olive oil, maple syrup, balsamic vinegar, soy sauce, and Dijon mustard. How sweet is that?" And then looking somewhat puzzledly down at the grill, hands on hips, he says, "But it sure is taking a long time to cook." The girlfriend, lifting up one of the pieces of meat, says, "Where's the charcoal?" Jonathan going, "Charcoal?" Then he goes, "Charcoal!" To which Garfield, whipping out the smartphone, starts to tap on it. And as he says to the dog, "Thick or thin crust?" Baby Blues by Rick Kirkman and Jerry Scott. We have Dad with the children lying outside on a blanket. It's nighttime. Daughter points straight up to the night sky. "I think that's the Big Dipper." Dad trying to hold the star map above him as he peers over it to look up at the sky says, "Yep, also part of Ursa Major, the bear." Daughter, now pointing to the dark sky at a different angle, "That one looks like a big W." Dad, again, gazing at his star map and peering over the edge to look at the dark sky, says, "Cassiopeia, the queen." Daughter, "The curvy one could be a snake." Dad, "Draco the dragon." Son, "Cool. What's the one that looks kind of like a butt crack?" Dad, peering at son very knowingly, says, That would be Al, the plumber. Daughter, reaching for the stargazing map, the dad is quickly crumpling up, says, "Let me see that chart." Pickles by Brian Crane. We have Grandpa hands on knees in the bathroom, peering into the bathtub. And he says, "Well, hello there." Walking into the kitchen as Grandma's cooking, Grandpa says, "Guess what?" Grandma, a taste of the soup. "I saw a big spider in the bathtub," goes Grandma, spitting soup out everywhere. "So I washed it down the drain." Grandma, her hand over her mouth, "Oh, thank goodness." Grandpa, "Then I saw about 1,000 baby spiders crawling up out of the drain." Grandma, walking away, says to him over her shoulder, "Pack your things. We're selling and moving the house." Mallard Fillmore by Bruce Tinley. We have two art patrons standing in the museum behind the rope, staring at what is obviously a big blank canvas hanging from the wall. One of the patrons reads the card underneath this art display and reads it, saying, "It says this one is called Art Supply Shortages." Crankshaft by Bitiuk and Davis. Fireworks are going off. Brilliant colors of orange, blue, yellow, green, red, purple, pink. Loud noises. Kaboom! Bam! Bang! Bzzz! Pop! Crankshaft and his grandchildren, son and daughter-in-law, all huddling beneath the picnic table turned on its side, gazing at the charcoal grill. Crankshaft says, "Okay, maybe using gunpowder to light the grill was a bad idea." Foxtrot by Bild Amon. We have Dad outside wearing his cooking apron, spatula in hand, ready to flip whatever is on the grill over. He calls out, "Peter, will you be wanting a single burger?" "A double burger?" "A triple burger." Peter, his son, says, "Well, seeing as you're asking." Dad, handing a plate to Peter with a gigantic burger on it, says, "Your infinity burger." To which Peter, the son, says, "I probably should have been more specific." Curtis by Ray Billingsley. We have Dad in the bathroom working on straightening his tie as he gets dressed in the morning, and Curtis, his son, standing there saying, "Does your job force every man to wear a tie?" Dad says, "I wouldn't say force, Curtis. It's proper office etiquette, Curtis." Curtis, leaning against the door, hands in pocket, says, "I don't like ties." Dad, turning around with his perfectly tied tie, says, "Oh, come on, Curtis. It's a classy, timeless look." Curtis, "It's the flag for corporate fuddy-duddies. I don't like ties." Dad, "They're not so bad. Let's see how you look wearing one." Curtis, "No, I don't like ties." "Come on, try it for your old dad." and his dad is putting the tie on Curtis and beginning to straighten it. Curtis says, "I don't want to look like a corporate fuddy-duddy." Dad, smiling so lovingly at his son, says, "Turn round and see how good you look. You'll thank me." Curtis turns around, looks in the mirror, sees the reflection of him standing next to his dad, and for a split second, all Curtis sees is himself looking exactly like his dad. To which he goes, "Ah! Get it off! Get it off!" And running out, he says, "I don't like ties." Dad, standing there with a befuddled look on his face, goes, "What just happened?" One Big Happy by Rick DeTore. We have a very, very old friend of Grandpa walking outside, sees Grandpa, and walks up to him and says, "Long time no see, Nick." Holds out her hand for Nick to grab it. Grandpa very, very nicely grabs the hand and says, "Likewise, Avis." The very old friend with her blue eyeshadow, too much rouge on her cheeks, too much red lipstick on her lips, too many bracelets on her arm, too big of earrings hanging from her ears, says, "Do you notice anything different about me?" Nick, the grandpa, says, "A new hairdo?" Avis says, "No, I've been fasting and I've lost 16 pounds. To which the grandson and his friend both look at each other, and one says, "Fasting?" The other one says, "No way." The grandson says, "She looks like she's slowing to me." And as the friend walks away, the grandson says, "Real slow." To which the friend says, "Like my daddy says, slower than a week in jail." Marmaduke by Brad Anderson. We have the family with Marmaduke in tow in the car going to Midway Park, the amusement park. We hear all the children in all the cars around this family's car saying, "Hurry up, Dad! This will be fun!" Marmaduke with his family now in the park riding the train. Sure enough, there's Marmaduke sitting in one of the cars all by himself, going woof, the train toot toot, Marmaduke's family going, "This is fun." Now they're on the carousel, Marmaduke sitting on the floor of the carousel, and as the carousel is going around and around, Marmaduke going woof. His friend, family, says, "This is the most fun." And now the two children, one with a hot dog in one hand, an ice cream cone in the other with popcorn in one hand, an ice cream cone in the other, Marmaduke trying to stick his head into the bag of popcorn, the children saying, "This is the most fun." Now they're going down the water slide, yep, with Marmaduke. And once again, "This is the most fun." Now it's nighttime. The fireworks are going off. Boom, bang, boom, phew, bang, go the fireworks. And there's Mom saying, "This is the most fun. And now we have the family back home in the driveway. The kids and Marmaduke completely conked out, fast asleep. Mom says, "Wake up, kids." Dad, struggling to pull Marmaduke out from the back of the van, trying to drape him over his shoulder, says, "This isn't the most fun." Marvin by Tom Armstrong. We have Marvin's mom out in the coffee shop with one of her mom friends. Mom, sitting there resting her chin in her hand, says, "I'm exhausted. I didn't get any sleep last night, Carla. I had to get up 4 times to change Marvin's diapers. I can't wait until I get him potty trained." Carla, her friend, says, "It doesn't help, Jenny. I finally got my Liliana to use a potty chair. Now she insists I get up all night to put her on the potty chair." Born Loser by Art and Chip Sampson. We have husband lying on the sofa resting. We have wife standing there with a somewhat frazzled look on her face, wearing a new hairdo. Husband says to wife, "Gladys, you and I are such a good match." Gladys, the wife, says, "Ha! You don't have the interests, the tastes, the personalities, or the goals I have. You and I have absolutely nothing in common." To which husband says, "That's not true." Gladys, the wife, says, "Is that so? Well, name one thing you and I have in common." To which the husband retorts, "We married on the same day." High and Lois by Brian and Greg Walker. We have the family in the car making their way to the fireworks display. They're in a long, long line of cars waiting to pull in where the fireworks are going to happen, and it is just about dark. Someone in the car says, "We're not going to make it." In the line, barely creeping along, they hear, "Boom!" Lois says to her husband, High, who's driving, "They're starting." High, looking over his shoulder, as well as the kids looking over their shoulders, says, "And we're stuck in this traffic jam." All of a sudden, High says, "We'll have to pull over here." And getting out from the car, walking up the hill to the top, High says, "Maybe we can see better if we climb all the way up to the top." And just as they get to the top, boom, pow, kaboom! High says, "What a finale." To which his daughter replies, "Best fireworks ever." Luann by Greg Evans. We have Dad sitting in his chair, somewhat with a very somber look on his face, says, "I feel like my generation has messed up the world. I think it's time for the younger and smarter to take over." To which his daughter, his wife, and his niece all enthusiastically answer, "Okay," as they put more popcorn in their mouth watching the show. Dennis the Menace by Hank Ketchum. father figure. Mom is in the kitchen making dinner. Dennis pops his head in and says, "Boy, am I starving?" Watching Mom cook dinner, he says, "Aw, carrots and broccoli again?" Mom, cooking the carrots and the broccoli on top of the stove, says, "That's the plan." Dennis, throwing his arms up in the air, "Do we have to have vegetables every night?" Mom, putting her hands on her knees, bending down so she can look at her son eyeball to eyeball, says, "You need vegetables so you can grow big and strong like your father." At that moment, Dad walks into the kitchen wearing shorts, socks, tennis shoes, and a short sleeve t-shirt to show how skinny he is. As he's whistling, opening the cupboard to get something out, Dennis, whispering to his mom, says, "Nice try." Blondie by Dean Young and John Marshall. Rehab Dagwood making his way to his easy chair with Daisy the dog right there by his side. He sits down in his easy chair, hands in pocket, thinking. Daisy now is fast asleep. He switches positions in his chair, now finger to mouth, eyes looking upward, thinking. Now switching positions again, he leans over to look down at Daisy, who opens one eye to look sleepily up at him. And there he is, resting his chin in his hand, thinking. Now he's leaning, sitting upright and leaning forward in his chair, elbows on knees, looking straight down at the floor, thinking. Daisy now is fully awake, wondering why her master is so perplexed. Dagwood is now on the sofa, his favorite spot to nap. Blondie walks in from shopping, bags in hand, and says, "So, what did you decide to do with your holiday afternoon?" To which he replies, "I'm still working on it." Tiger by Bud Blake. Tiger throws the ball up in the air so his friend can practice catching it. Tiger says, "All yours, Pumpkinhead. You missed it. Go get it." To which Pumpkinhead looks over his shoulder and sees the ball bounce, bounce, bouncing away. He takes off after it. "Hurry up!" yells Tiger. There's Pumpkinhead chasing it down the sidewalk. "Come on! He's rounding third base! Come on! It's taking you too long!" Pumpkinhead comes running back, holding the ball in his mitt, showing it to Tiger. "You'll never make the big leagues running that slow." To which Pumpkinhead says, "I had to wait for the light to change." 'Cause they're playing in the front yard, listeners. Classic Peanuts by Charles Schulz. We have Peppermint Patty and her friend Marcy sitting on top of Peanuts' doghouse. Peppermint Patty is pretending to be the pilot. Marcy is the navigator. Holding map in one hand, looking down, Marcy says, "That's Toledo, Ohio down there, sir." Peppermint Patty, pretending to drive the plane, says over her shoulder, "Good navigating, Marcy. We're in the 28th annual Powder Puff Derby and we're doing great." Marcy says, "One thing for sure, sir. We're the only ones in the race flying a Sopwith candle." Peppermint Patty, "Hang on. We're going in for a landing." Now on the ground, saying to Peanuts, who's walking up, wearing a mechanic's cap, "Hey, mechanic, we've just flown all the way from Riverside, California. Our engine's running a bit rough. Can you help us?" Peanuts walks straight up to his doghouse and kicks it. Lifts up one ear to listen. Peppermint Patty says, "What's the matter, Marcy?" Marcy, "I don't know, sir. I just sort of feel tired and depressed. It's been a long trip." Peanuts, the dog, aka Snoopy, walks up to Marcy and gives her a puppy dog kiss right on her nose. Thinking, says, "Poor sweet baby." Marcy and Peppermint Patty are back atop Peanut's doghouse, also the airplane. Marcy smiling so happily, saying, "I feel better now, sir." Peppermint Patty, "A good mechanic understands airplanes and women, Marcy. On to Michigan." Beetle Bailey by Mort Gregg and Brian Walker. We have Sarge with Beetle Bailey and one of the other recruits standing right there looking from inside the hut outside where it's raining. Sarge says, "It's time for a hike." Beetle Bailey says, "Come on, Sarge, it's raining." They now have on their rain gear and packs. They're outside hiking. Sarge says, "Mother Nature will toughen you men up." Beetle Bailey smiling, going, "Hey, look, it's letting up." The sun's out, no rain at all. Beetle Bailey and all the recruits so happy. It's turned out to be a beautiful day. His buddy recruit says, "If we take the long way, we can see the sunset." Beetle Bailey, "Let's climb up higher for a better view." His other recruiter buddy says, "Look, a butterfly." Sarge, snarling and growling, thinking to himself, "I don't think Mother Nature is on my side." The recruits talking to each other, "Let's bring some flowers back. So pretty." Dustin by Steve Kelly and Jeff Parker. We have Dustin outside talking to his neighbor who's putting the trash out. And Dustin, it says, "I have to write a paper about the use of idioms." His neighbor says, "Oh, that'll be a piece of cake. Easy as pie." Dustin, "How come you only know dessert-related expressions?" The neighbor, "I don't know. Guess that's just the way the cookie crumbles." Dustin, "You've got one more, don't you?" The neighbor, "A little icing on the cake." You've been listening to Sunday Comics on Al Radio. You can listen to Al Radio on our specially tuned radio or by streaming on your computer or smartphone. You may also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at www.alradio.org. Thank you for listening. This program will be replayed after 9 p.m. this evening. This is Tony Morell saying goodbye from Al Radio.